Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's funny how this stuff works. On Monday, I talked about how school districts across the country put video cameras actually in the showers and videotape your children, and then they also share the files. And it's just done right out in the oven. And they pass them out around the country. That's been in mainstream newspapers. But the paper actually reports it like it's good and normal. From Sacramento, California, to areas of Tennessee. Got an article here today out of Georgia, where some of the young boys found the camera in the bathroom stall area. They thought it was interesting, alerted people, and so gotten in trouble and been suspended. And the principal just says, I don't care if you found the camera. It's staying up there. And, of course, the local thug police are saying, oh, this is absolutely constitutional. Hey, everything's constitutional. I mean, feeding us into a meat grinder while dressed up in a devil suit would be unconstitutional. You know, lining up 4,000 children and pouring gasoline on them and dancing around their burning bodies would be constitutional, according to this government. I mean, it's totally on its face, ridiculously criminal and unconstitutional. And 9 times out of 10, these principals doing this are perverts. And it just makes me absolutely sick. And they're just setting the precedent. Hey, it's the government's privilege. You're a civilian. We're your military government. Shut up. And I had the article yesterday where they just came out and said, yeah, the feds are going to pay to put biometrics in all the schools and face scan you and totally control you, and it's for control. We're all being trained how to be slaves. And, of course, I got an email because you know, I mentioned some story from a few years ago, the Tennessee story with the cameras in the showers and the visiting basketball team that wasn't totally brainwashed. Of young, it was middle school basketball team freaked out, were screaming and running and acting like normal people. My God, there's a camera there. And that's how you're supposed to behave. And the principal just said, well, everyone knows it's part of being a body snatcher. I mean, literally, it's like one of those science fiction movies you always talk about where the evil people take over, and it's like, what's wrong? Join us. Everything's okay. Everyone knows cameras in the shower is normal. Then the principal did get in some trouble when it was found that the video feeds were being shared around the country to some select individuals. It isn't really about security, is it? And, oh, but then simultaneously, they're always catching a janitor or some pervert doing it for their own private sick kicks. And, oh, they spend hard prison time. But when the cops and the government do it, oh, it's good. So we're about one step away from them being in your home. This is actual 1984. And the news and the cops and the government just say, it's normal. What's wrong with you? I actually have the newscast. We're going to play it here coming up. What's wrong with you? Cameras in the potty are good. You just, what, you think you, no, this doesn't violate your rights. You don't have any. It's so sick. It's so unbelievably evil. And we're working on getting this mother and her son on the show. So you'll hear them either today or tomorrow. We have two big guests today already. I live in the Twilight Zone. I really do. Remember this Times of London article also from Monday? It's actually the Sunday Times of London, but I saw it on Monday. 50 babies a year are alive after abortion. We'll tell you what's behind that. Of course, here in America, they just kill them on the table. But in England, they go to prison for that, as they should. And so we've got a doctor, Professor Stuart Campbell, joining us from England to discuss this. And then we have another guest coming up later who is with the Royal Marines, having a lot of Britties on today, getting some of the stuff happening with the Royal Marines over there. But I'm the radical, folks. I don't want to take a microchip. Annie Rooney says I should be forced to, and I don't want cameras in the bathroom when I excuse myself.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. It is Thursday, the first day of December 2005. Can you believe it? The 12th month of 05. Seems like 05 just started. And life accelerates. Very transitory. Sunday Times. 50 babies a year are alive after abortion in England alone. It's hundreds and hundreds here in the U.S. And we've had guests on in the past about how they actually just kill the babies. And there are scores of individuals, and they're on speaking tours, you name it. One of them is a very lovely and very intelligent young lady. I forget her name. We had her on a few years ago. She had blonde hair. Figure somebody will call in and remind me of her name. I want to get her back on as a guest, but she does limp where they almost severed her leg when she was at 8 months inside her mother. And then that was before they sold the babies for body parts, and so they just threw her in the dumpster. And the Christians, you know, those evil Christians, would go dig in the dumpster and get babies out, you know, to save their lives, and were able to save her. It's just absolutely horrible, ladies and gentlemen, that Christians have to loiter month after month outside and dig through dumpsters of dead babies to find the one that's occasionally alive. Of course, they now quietly kill them, even though it's illegal. It's just something that's done and kept very quiet, and then they cremate the baby or sell it. They've gotten a little bit slicker about it now. Remember the big article, what was it, out of Missouri just a few months ago, where the abortionist openly in front of his employees was
was eating parts of babies and leaving dead babies laying around and laughing about it. And the police finally did raid the guy. I mean, look, I don't want to get off into a big abortion debate with people. A lot of you out there are pro-abortion and you think it's some wonderful right because the media and the government told you. If we can't get ourselves together enough to let the government engineer us to stop producing and to stop reproducing and to kill our own children and then to lie to ourselves about it, I mean, of course we're going to have tyranny. Of course we're going to have Big Brother. Of course we're going to have wars and depleted uranium and poison in the water and the air. It's just all part and parcel of the same thing. And there are a few billboards up around Austin, and I've seen them in a few other areas of the country, and just I want to thank the groups that are doing it. There's several different ones. But a woman gets her expenses paid for in between $50,000 and $200,000 in some cases, paid to them to bring a baby to term and then to adopt it. In fact, there are a little bit higher level of people that want to adopt each year of men and women that want to adopt each year, it's a little bit above the level of actual abortions. The 1 million, 2 million abortions, depending on what year it is, some years as high as 3 million abortions. There are that many people looking for babies, ready to pay. That's why you see so many Hispanic families and black families and white families with Asian children, because Korea and Vietnam and China are ready to supply. There are young women who get pregnant, and over there, they predominantly, especially in South Korea, don't have abortions because they're not really into that, thank God. They will adopt the baby, and they get paid a sizable sum. But believe me, Hispanic families want Hispanic children, white families want white children, black families want black children, and any children, period. You know, they love children so much. They've normally had a child and can't have another child and know the joys of children, just how wonderful and magical they are, and just how great it is, or they've never had children and want them. So there's a whole other market, too, a whole other evil that comes out of abortion. CPS gets hundreds of thousands through these private adoption agencies, and they fence the money back and forth between each other for grabbing children. And it's publicly known. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed children of poor parents, they're gone. I mean, you go in for assistance, you think you're going to get help here in Austin, 9 times out of 10, you're poor and you, no record, no criminal problems. You know, the daddy works at an auto parts store, but mama's on welfare. Oh, go get your baby paid for. Boom, they take them. 90% of the time. They got special goon cops. I mean, I've been there at the hospital. I've gone and covered this. I mean, it's made me cry. And the woman and the cops grab one by the arms and jerk the baby away from them. I put it on TV. Us marching around in the hospital showing this, and then we even get why they took the kid. It's just no reason. We just took them. Then they go get $200,000 for the kid. So I'm off diatribing on this now, but it is just pure evil. So you don't know why I dislike the police and the government. And I mean, I watch you guys do this stuff all the time. And don't try to say it isn't true. You know it's true. There's so much evidence of it. It's ridiculous. You're 5 times more likely to abuse children. And you're many times more likely to just do horrible things and engage in criminal activities, period. I'm not saying you're all criminals, but statistically, you're as evil as any group. You are the worst. You are the scum of the earth, statistically. That does not mean they're not wonderful men and women in this system. But you want to treat us all like we're criminals and scum? Well, boy, you better get the beam out of your eye. I mean, that is the pot calling the kettle black. If we're gray, you're as black as obsidian night. I mean, I'm not saying our society isn't evil and there isn't crime, people aren't corrupt, and cops do stop a lot of crime, do help a lot of people, do change a lot of tires, do get people out of burning buildings. But I'm telling you, statistically, you want to look for dirt, look in the mirror. When you're in your locker room, I want you to look around in there. And I want you to see the most criminal, most dangerous people on earth. And you know those statistics. Drug abuse, violence, murder, drug dealing, racketeering, whore running. It's you. It's you. It ain't me. No, it ain't me. All right, now I really am off on a jag here, but 50 babies a year are alive after abortion. Point is, government is the most criminal thing out there in history. Everybody knows that. It's common sense. And so that's why we've got to limit its size and its scope and its circumference. That's why we've got to go after it and tackle it and stop letting them sit up there and tell us what to do and talk about how good they are. You just have no place doing it. But we'll get into this 50 babies a year are alive for abortion. That's the ones that are getting reported, where it's good doctors that go, well, baby came out, we're unable to kill it before it left the womb, and if it leaves the woman, stops. Well, normally what they do under U.S. law and regulations is they hold the baby up to the woman if it comes out, and then you just exsanguinate it, suck its brains out. I'm sorry you don't want to hear this. Okay, this is real, people. This is going on. And they kill the baby right there on the spot. And I'm sorry if you don't want to hear about this. Somebody's got to stand up for these children. If you don't like it, just tune out of the show. This is the real world. This is the real deal. This is why I'm so upset. So that's coming up. But look, I'm angry today. I'm not going to deny it. I'm so angry that my blood is boiling. Outrage after outrage on the heels of Denver and now Miami, where the police say, oh, we're going to surround you and put you under siege and let you know that we're the boss and we're going to search you and demand your papers. Now that's the police chief and deputy police chief on the record. AP, Miami Herald, local Miami TV stations. I've watched them online. We played them. They're openly, arrogantly saying this. Just imagine you're walking with your family and then they're just going to randomly go search everybody as if that keeps anybody safe. Just randomly picking a shopping mall or randomly to look, quote, for terrorists. Of course, they aren't looking for terrorists, folks. They're looking for people to shake down. They're training you to accept this is all under federal grants. I read an article yesterday, mainstream news, about federal grants to put biometrics in, federal grants to control us, federal grants to turn the schools into prisons. They even say they're turning them into these organizations to train us for the new economy, the new society, which is a prison, folks. The whole country is a prison in a police state if the cops are going to randomly just block a street off and start searching everyone. And it started with the National Guard and Alabama Defense Forces and Texas Defense Forces. And, you know, you go to the football game and there's troops there searching your bags. And you bought your tickets and you got your cooler and you're going in and over there. And we got the photos and the video on the website. It's in the film Martial Law. And there are the troops to search you. Then it's at the Bay Fest in Alabama. I'm just using Alabama as an example. And they, real case. And they just set up troops with local defense forces with Humvees, and they search little four-year-olds. We have photos and video, just little four-year-olds with troops searching them, training them. Troops are going to search you with families, and they're just going into the downtown of that particular town. Just all the major roads blocked with troops searching you. Again, all federally paid for, all federally funded, total martial law. It's slow motion Red Dawn. It's slow motion martial law. And on the heels of all of that, look at this, camera in school bathroom. Now, folks, every time I mention this, I get emails going, I can't find it, I don't believe it. I know you're in denial. That's actually almost healthy. I don't want to believe this either, but it's on InfoWars.com right now. Paul Loss is going to write an article at PrisonPlanet.com about it later in the day. And we're going to play an audio clip when we get back. A Jasper County mother says her 8th-grade son found a video camera taping in the school bathroom this week, but now he's the one in trouble. Cindy Champion, says her son, Mark Bedore, and a few of his friends took the camera out of the ceiling because they felt it violated their privacy. Absolutely. Good. I'll smash it. Champion says her son brought the camera home to show her that afternoon. She says that she contacted the Jasper County Comprehensive School and found out that the high school principal, Howard Four, put the camera there. Listen to this quote. I had told the high school principal, Mr. Four, that he needed to come up with another solution, that this wasn't appropriate. His response to me was that he was going to continue to film. Listen, this guy needs to be arrested. How do they arrest janitors when they do it? Because they're pervs. Well, this guy needs to be arrested. Makes me sick. When we get back, we'll give you the full details of this blasphemy.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
And she's like everything else. They with a straight face, from Sean Hannity to Andy Rooney. We need to arrest every militia member. We all need to take microchips to prove who the good people are. These are quotes. World government's good. You'll never hear a word about Miami and the checkpoints. You'll never hear them come out and support the Bill of Rights of the Constitution. They'll tell you how Bush is fighting the illegal aliens. Meanwhile, his plan is for total amnesty. Everything is either complete lying or complete bravado. Listen to this newscast. The principal is just going to continue filming. He doesn't think he'll talk to the press. And the district attorney says he thinks it's probably okay because you really don't have the same rights once you're in a school. Oh, because they're claiming that they have jurisdiction and that they are then the charges or that they have custody of your children, just like the feds and the FDA are trying to change the law right now, where if they've got a kid they've grabbed or it's a child in government custody as their guardian, they can test lethal pesticides and chemicals on them. Had Ron Paul on about that last Monday. Or was it last Wednesday? This is really what's happening. They just, in your face, yeah, we're going to put cameras in the bathrooms. Now, remember that up in Tennessee, one of the most flagrant cases was a visiting a basketball team of middle school girls between, what, 11 and 12. They're there from 7th and 8th grade. I mean, this was in the Associated Press, was in local Tennessee papers. And the local team was taking a shower after the basketball game. They weren't brainwashed. They were still normal people. They weren't the new Orwellian, humanoid. They weren't Soviet citizens. And they saw the cameras and literally ran out screaming, and it was a big panic, and parents were freaking out in their cars to pick them up, and what's going on? And it was just like almost a riot, folks. Normal behavior. Screaming, freaking out. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's how you're supposed to behave. And the principal's just, we'll do whatever we want. It's completely normal to videotape your naked children. I mean, this is the new America. So go ahead and roll this latest outrage out of Jasper County, Georgia. Here it is.
It's a question of privacy and public schools. One Jasper County mother is speaking out tonight about the camera she says her 13-year-old son found in the school bathroom Monday.
What's more, the mother says the principal at Jasper County High School put it in the ceiling. Laura Lynch talked with the mother and her 8th grade son this afternoon. Now, Laura, I understand the boy is now suspended from school because he took the camera down.
That's right, Frank. Cindy Champion says her son Mac and three of his friends took down the camera because they felt their privacy was being violated. Now she says Mac is suspended for the next 5 school days, a punishment she believes is unfair because she says her son was just standing up for what is right. Eighth grader at Jasper County Middle School, Mac Better, would normally be at school with friends, but instead he's doing computer work with mom.
He's got a 5-day unwanted vacation.
What Mac did is take a camera out of the ceiling of a bathroom shared by both Jasper County Middle and High School students.
There's tiles up there and it was cut out in a little circle about like that.
Mac says he and a few friends spotted it Monday morning, but that afternoon they decided it had to come down.
It felt like the right thing to do. Because it felt like we were being violated in every way in the bathroom. And then I just knew that I could trust my mom and she would do something about it.
Mac says he took the camera home to his mom, who in turn called the school.
That was an interesting thing, I think, that surprised me, is Miss Massengale, the middle school principal, nor the teachers were aware. No one was or seemed to be aware other than the principal of the high school.
Champion says high school principal Howard Four told her the camera was meant to catch students vandalizing the bathroom. She says Four also showed her the video.
I saw part of the stalls. I could not see the toilets. So, you know, technically if the children were sitting on the toilet, you would not have been able to see, you know, to have seen that aspect.
Still, Champion says it's a violation of not only her son's, but other children's privacy. Even though Mac is at mom's work instead of doing schoolwork, both believe he did the right thing. I did get in touch with both the Jasper County Middle and High School principals today. Both had no comment and referred me to the school superintendent. I called Superintendent Jay Brinson numerous times and stopped by his office. Business manager for the district, Kathy Thomason, told me Brinson said he would not be available to comment. Frank?
All right, thank you, Laura. Kathy Champion says Principal Howard Four told her he planned to continue using the camera in the school. Champion says Four told her there was only one camera in use at the time. We tried to contact the Okmulgee Circuit District Attorney about the legality of placing hidden cameras in public school restrooms. He covers that area. We were not able to get in touch with him. But we did talk with Bibb County District Attorney Howard Sims. He says cameras in public school bathrooms are probably legal because schools have more leeway on privacy issues.
And folks, I mean, we know of hundreds of cases of this, but in some of the more egregious, we're talking about cameras actually in the showers. And then they caught to the particular school district. For some reason, it was on the internet being downloaded, hooked into an internet system. And see, they're reporting it like it's normal. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for those who just joined us, we played the local news clip out of Jasper County. And they find this camera that looks down into the stalls, but not onto the toilets, just... Into the stalls. Oh, don't worry. It just looks into the stalls, but not over the toilet itself. And the local district attorney says, I don't think it's a problem. You don't have the same rights when you're in a school, when you're our prisoner, when you're in our custody. And that's what it is. But I've actually instructed my webmasters to dig up all the old articles. There have been quite a few over the years. I know last time somebody didn't believe it, I went in the archives and found it and dug it up. The problem with search engines is after something stops getting a lot of hits, you know, 2-3 years after we cover something and link to it, and after it's blown over, it then just gets deep, deep, deep in the search engine. So I can go on Google and spend 20 minutes, you know, going back deep into the search. You know, they have option 1 to option 5,000. I might have to go into option, you know, 100 to then find the article even on my own website, because we got a Google search engine, another great search engine that a listener wrote a script for us on, searchinfowars.com. And they're pretty good if you remember the headline, or almost remember the headline. And but I do want to create kind of a whole section on this. We have a Big Brother section every day, but just a section on cameras. Because I'll see an article out of Ohio or out of Missouri or out of Texas or out of Michigan. I remember the articles where they're actually putting the cameras over the stalls, actually film you relieving yourself. But it said, don't worry, only if there's vandalism or a problem do we then go pull the tapes at a remote system and watch them. And now it's all on servers, so it's all on the Internet. You know, we need to write an article about this. Hey, did you know there's hidden cameras when you go into that rest stop and you sit down on the commode? I mean, this is ridiculous. Well, we got to stop vandals and crime and stuff going on in these. That's why they've been put in all the rest stops in Michigan. I mean, that was like in 99. I remember seeing that already 5-6 years ago. And I've since seen a lot of other states. And of course, it's ridiculous. You know, well, there could be a crime in the woods. So the city of Austin is now putting up wireless cameras in parks and city property and to stop illegal dumping. And I read an article where Colorado and some of the national parks and state parks are putting these long cables that have little mobile cameras that just zip around in the trees. Just a total control grid is going in. A total control grid. I've actually videotaped this before and put it on the local cable show many years ago. They put up all these federal cameras on the highways, and we videotaped them moving around and aiming at houses and moving around. And now they're going in the neighborhoods. Now they're going in four-way stops. Now they're going in the middle of nowhere. I'm sick of it. But don't put cameras on the border. Don't put a fence down there. Don't search people. Have catch and release, where when they catch an illegal alien, they actually give them a piece of paper to show up in court later. And the piece of paper has their name, whatever fake name they gave them, without even having documentation. Did you know this? This is on the record. And then that can be used for 6 months to get IDs, to get jobs. And by the way, after Katrina, Bush just took all the restrictions off. You don't even have to have proof of citizenship or green card to get a job now. And he hasn't taken that restriction off. I mean, he took it off and hasn't placed it back. But no, your child, instead of having hall monitors, instead of getting together with the male teachers and the female teachers and saying, listen, this is what they did back when we were in school. There was problems in the bathroom, smoking in the boys' room or whatever. They would just say, we want you to start for 2 minutes randomly every day once you've given the children their assignment to duck out and go check the restroom. And you do this on Mondays and Wednesdays, and Mr. Smith does it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then you go to, you know, to the female teachers, and you're going to check the women's bathroom, the girls' bathroom, and then it just stops immediately. Whatever happened to the good old-fashioned thing that really works? No, because something might happen, we've just got to stick cameras in there. Well, there might be family violence. There might be crime in your home. We better put cameras up in your house. And a lot of people are already doing this to themselves. They're putting in these wireless cameras that they can access over the Internet when they're at work to watch the nanny or to see what their husband's doing. What you don't know is the government, the NSA, admits they tap into those on a routine basis. They even got computers that don't just pick up keywords now. They have computers that actually can recognize video and recognize human shapes and activities and vocal tones. And so NSA is running around hooking into different nodes and different plugins on your computers at your house looking at you. So don't, if you're going to have a camera, let's say you got a business, I think it's fine. Where you know, you're in a high crime area, put cameras back in by your loading dock. I think it's smart. When I had stalkers really bad, I installed some cameras on the house and let them know, just so there'd be a record if I had to, you know, they assaulted me and I had to deal with them with a 357 Magnum. I just wanted to have that video record of it, and you can get yourself a videotape that records where it takes a shot every 4 or 5 seconds or so, and get 24 hours on one tape and it just recycles. I'm not even saying that's bad, but you choose to do it. You choose to do it because you want to protect yourself. But just everywhere, every four-way stop, every, you know, bathrooms, just cameras, you can't do that. Again, I'm not against cameras. They're a great tool. They're just like a gun. They're just like a machete. You know, I gave that speech yesterday. Meanwhile, the mind control's gotten so bad in schools that children that draw pictures of their father, who's a captain in the Marines, with a picture of a gun, are arrested. Or valedictorians who are at the last day of school bringing cake to have a party with their speech club is kicked out of school and has their diploma taken. Or a young girl graduates from homeschooling at 12 and is in college at 13, and the New York School District City calls it abusive, remember that, and tries to arrest her and her father, and they have to basically flee. We had them on. So it was all over the New York papers. See, this is the insanity. We're all bad. They're all good. The government's good. Look at this fatigue flap. LHS student sent home for wearing camouflage outfit. Shiloh Lewis just wanted to blend in with the crowd. Yeah, the camo's been installed for 2 years. She's seen camouflage clothing in fashion magazines on the streets of the city and even in Lowell High School. But a head-to-toe camouflage ensemble got the high school junior sent home school yesterday. They took one look at me and said, "You've got to get picked up," Lewis said about school officials. Lewis, 16, was wearing a camouflage banana, holding her waist-length hair in a ponytail, camouflage jacket over a camouflage T-shirt, and a pair of camouflage pants. "I think she looks great," said her mother, Betty Lewis, who bought her the outfit. "She always looks nice. She always matches with everything." And yeah, I mean, if you're going to have a... See, there's a separation here. If you're going to have a dress code, then it needs to be universally enforced. Not, yeah, wear whatever you want unless we arbitrarily decide we don't like it. But this just shows the micromanaging. I mean, this is nothing compared to you in your essay write a story about shooting zombies when there's literally 5 zombie movies a year and probably 10, 15 TV shows about zombies. It's in the popular culture. A third of the video games I've seen on the shelves are about killing zombies. And a young man, wow, I forget, it was 6 months ago. Remember, really good student, no problem. And he wrote a story about zombies and how the zombies were attacking the town and the zombies actually attacked the school. It was another school, different name. And the character in the book shoots the zombies. Boom, arrested. Charged with terrorism. And last time I heard, man, he's going down. And then the book got released, the little essay got released, and it was just a different town, different place, zombies attacking the police station, the school. Folks, I wrote zombie stories. I remember writing a zombie story. In the 6th grade, I remember, they said, write a fiction story. And I remember because then 2 or 3 other students began copying me. "What's yours about, Alex? It's about zombies." And I remember the teacher going, "Well, these are pretty good stories, a little violent, but so we've got, you know, 3 or 4 stories about zombies here. Boy, they're similar to each other. Who, you know, who's looking at whose paper?" I remember Corey, my friend, Corey Strange, was his last name. Actually, she didn't take it much off, but, you know, he'd been looking at mine. I kind of follow the same storyline. Because, you know, we wrote the story, and then, well, she started it in class. I'd turn in a few days later. I'll still remember that crystal clear in that little classroom. But nowadays, I'd be in prison, folks. I wrote it. I mean, that essay, you know, we're in the pickup truck, and my friend's driving the pickup truck, and zombies are trying to climb in the back of the truck because we can't get it started, and I shoot the zombie with a shotgun. No, you're going to prison. Again, mind control, thought crime, ladies and gentlemen. Massive total chilling effect. But give the children all the message that it's okay. The video games are violent. The TV is violent. The movies are violent. The literature is violent. Violence has doubled on TV in the last 10 years. That just came out last week. Double the number of homicides and rapes and beatings and killings. And then the level of just overall macabreness, cannibalism, and all that's up even higher than a doubling. They actually had in the study all the stuff broken down. So we have a doubling. So send this message and have ultimate fighting on TV and have people actually beating each other to death just on now. When you go into a normal restaurant, there's people beating each other, in some cases to death, bare knuckles on TV like it's no big deal. But then if the children want to play tag and they run down in the woods behind the school to play it, they're going to be arrested. Or they're going to be kicked out of school for 5 days. Or if they try to play dodgeball and they're banned nationwide, and they hide the dodgeballs in a backpack, the kids go behind the school and sneak and play dodgeball, and here comes the cops. Up against the wall, I got a taser. Move back, move back. You've been told that's a violent sport, that's assault. Up against the wall. Folks, you don't believe me? Just type it into Google. You'll read it around the country. Arrest, being detained, being kicked out, being taken to the principal's office. It runs the gamut of mental illness. You played tag. You played dodgeball. It's banned. It's violent. It's mean. But you go home and you watch Ultimate Fighting. Oh, you took the camera down and went and reported it to your mother. You're out of school for 5 days. And now we're not going to talk to the media or anybody. We're just gonna do it. All right, we're going to go to your calls here in a moment. I can find my list of callers here. But it just makes me angry. I mean, this is a no-brainer. All of this is a no-brainer. I mean, there's even talk about trying to restrict and ban football, and I wouldn't put it past them to implement it. You're like, they'd never do that. Well, they're certainly trying. It's just insane. Oh, you haven't heard about the moves to ban football in high school because two or three people die a year playing it? Oh, yeah, there's a move, folks. There's actually more injuries, life-threatening broken backs and injuries. So these numbers came out a few years ago than there are children being shot in school from football. I'm not saying ban football. But the zero tolerance, see, now we have a zero tolerance for terrorists, so we're going to just set up random checkpoints at the malls and the banks and on the side of the road, and we're going to demand to see your papers and ask you where you're going and give you some flyers, because we want you to be aware of the terrorist threat. It's just bullying in your face, folks, training you how to be a slave, just a cowardly little creature. My new film, The Order of Death, is out, and I'm really proud of it. It is such an amazing documentary. We have new footage inside Bohemian Grove, shot by a listener who worked there. Inside the Owl, the effigy, more about the mockingbird sacrifice, the history of the Grove. We go inside the chalet where the Star Wars Project and the Manhattan Project were hatched and operated, according to the Grove's own annals. We have membership list and who was there this year. And then we go into the history of the Illuminati and the New World Order and the time of Skull and Bones and the Ku Klux Klan and all of it. It's 45 minutes long. It's The Order of Death. Great to put friends and family down in front of and educate. It's excellent. The Order of Death. But, folks, you get that video and my original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove brought up to speed, the 2005 edition, with new video, new clips, new information, and cut down from over 2 hours to an hour and a half, together on one DVD, 2 hours, 15 minutes, two separate films together on one DVD or one VHS. Go to Infowars.com, and they're $24.95. Each additional copy, $9.95, because I want you to be able to get three or four copies of this at an affordable price and give them this holiday season, this Christmas. Give them to your friends and family. Educate them. Give them to your pastor, your rabbi, your whatever. Show it at your local college. Show it if you're a student of theology. Put it on Access TV. The Order of Death is just hard-hitting, fast-paced 45 minutes. It's something great to just put people down in front of the TV and educate them. And then there's part two, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, our whole infiltration, how we did it, and a lot more. The old video, the original Dark Secrets, is no longer available. It's this doubleheader, two videos on one tape, one DVD, Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Secure, safe, online shopping cart. Watch clips of the films. Read about the films. Order them via the safe, secure shopping cart. Look at all the different specials. We got a four DVD special where you save, what is it, $45 off the regular price, the four DVD special. American Dictators. And the new Dark Secrets Order of Death DVD together. So really it's five films, not four films, but that doesn't matter. Martial Law, which is a mini-series, really three films in and of itself. You get that 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, almost 3 hours, a miniseries itself. So you get two films that are really miniseries, another film that's two films, and then another film, American Dictators. What is that? Over 10 hours of footage at $45 off. We just got a bunch of deals. We've got an American Dictator deal where you buy one copy for $19.95. You get each additional copy for $5.95. I mean, we're doing this to get the word out. We're doing this to educate people. That is the goal. And you don't have to go fight the crowds and buy all the junk and the fruitcakes and the nose hair trimmers and the foot massage thing that nobody's going to use. Get videos, get books, get materials, one-stop shop, InfoWars.com, and you know that it all goes into the fight to expand what we do, to increase the fight against the New World Order, to hire more people, more like-minded souls to fight the New World Order. InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. We got a Christmas special set of 3 months free when you sign up for a year. What is it, 6 months free or something? It's ridiculous. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Will we put up with it, or will we spread the word about the tyranny and resist it? Again, we're really good at living in denial, denying what's happening, but you can't deny it anymore. It's too obvious. It's too in your face. It's overt. The battle plans are public. Let's go to Jeff in Ohio, then Jeff, Chris, Joe, Frank, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Jeff.
Afternoon, Alex. Two
Hi.
Quick points. Before, when you said that when you go to schools or these different places that you lose your rights when you walk into these buildings, I submit to you in America, then we don't go there. If that's a place where we lose our civil liberties, and that's a place where they feel
well, understand,
they
sir, you never lose your God-given rights. You never lose any of your freedoms. They just claim it. Look, the government, again, has claimed that black people weren't human and didn't have rights. It was pure baloney. The government can claim that traveling is a privilege. Everybody knows, and the code shows, and the precedent shows that that's a fraud. They just tell you they're allowed to put cameras in the bathroom, and then you go, okay. So all of that's a fraud to begin with. But yes, I agree. No one should be in a government training camp.
Exactly. And these people who are willing to give up, you know, their constitutional rights to walk into a sports stadium to watch a stupid game. I mean, so when they started patting people down, I don't go no more.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But Andy Rooney says because he can't go to his Giants game, we all need to take microchips to prove we're good. Did you ever see that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I follow you quite regularly. I didn't want to lose my time on this, though. I'm sure you may have heard of it because your discovery is amazing. But
oh, come on.
Don't trust teen screen. That was an opinion pointed in a Cincinnati newspaper here that a lady wrote in from Medina, Ohio.
Yeah, that's where they face scan you, thumbprint you, and
no,
all those criminal database.
This is George Vladimir the Impaler Bush's new.
But that's also part of New Freedom.
Well, this is where the New Freedom Initiative comes in. They're putting it under the guise of. Suicide prevention for teens.
No, they're doing the same thing here. UT, with the local public schools, is saying they're going to come into the elementary and middle schools and say, do you ever get anxious? Oh, that's it. She's 10. She gets anxious.
Exactly.
We're going to put her on Prozac. No, I mean, it's diabolical.
Well, I think that we finally got a name to put on it. You know, I was wondering how it was going to manifest.
Well, they got multiple teen screens. One of the teen screens is putting your kid in a database, fingerprinting them, and doing all that.
Well, this one is a suicide prevention, and it's a passive consent. If you don't send in your notice to the school saying you don't want them to be involved in this, they get tested.
Well, I'll never, yeah, and that gets them into the psychiatric system and will ruin your life, folks. And it gets them all talking about suicide, and all the studies show introducing that idea and having everyone talk about it makes it trendy and has actually, since they instituted all these anti-suicide programs, it has radically increased. And there's an article I got to write. I've got those statistics. They're killing our kids. You know, suicide isn't good. Let's talk about it. Let's have death education where we lie in coffins, federally funded. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, don't believe me. Just type in lying in coffins, death education. You'll get it nationwide. And then your little 12-year-old girl thinks, oh, that's the cool thing to do. Romeo and Juliet did it. And she goes and hangs herself. Oh, she's so stylish. Mm. Then all the other kids run in fear, and the parents all jack them up on Prozac.
Well, Mr. Jones,
it's mind control, sir. It's Soviet-style mind control.
I just wanted to let you know that we are fighting the New World Order here in Cincinnati, Ohio, and that we will not give up. We will not relent.
Well, we can't. We can't do it. Thank you for the call. Look, I mean, this is not a joke, folks. This is not a game. New Freedom, Team Map, Team Screen. Forget the UT name of it. And the drug companies, the documents are public. It's openly to put half the kids on drugs.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.